Good afternoon, and once again, thank you for everybody to be on this line on May 2nd, another Saturday here. There's lots of updates today to go through, so we'll pass it right over to the health unit. I heard Dr. Canton on the line.
Good morning. Thank you, Mary Perry. Morning, everyone. Thanks again for helping us share the important information across the district with respect to Porcupine Health Unit. So today I can confirm there have been no new positive cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area in the last 24 hours. At this time, the current number of confirmed positive cases remains at 60, and 10 of these are active, with the remainder being resolved at this point in time. We have now completed 2,141 tests across the Porcupine Health Unit area. As of last Friday, 72.4% of the cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area were resolved, which is higher than the provincial average and positive news for us as we continue to work with all of the cases and contacts and thank them for their ongoing cooperation and commitment to ensuring that we're all doing as much as we can to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Again, for specifics, we're asking people to refer to our weekly epidemiology update on the Porcupine Health Unit website. And as a reminder, it will be updated every week on Monday, and we'll contain information up to the end of the day on the previous Friday. In a normal year, we know many individuals, especially across the Porcupine Health Unit area, would be starting to plan for fishing, hunting, and camping in the coming weeks. Unfortunately, this is not a normal year, and these activities at this point in time are not considered essential outings. We really ask individuals to continue to stay at home as much as possible and avoid non-essential travel and non-essential trips outside of the home for essentials. We all need to do our part to continue to protect ourselves, our loved ones, our neighbors, and our communities from COVID-19. We ask everyone to continue to follow the infection prevention measures of washing your hands diligently, coughing into a sleeve, not touching your face, washing down commonly touched surfaces, and again, when outside of your home, whether you're enjoying the fresh air that we're finally able to enjoy as nicer weather continues to evolve and happen, or if you're out for essentials, please work hard to maintain that 2 meters of physical distancing from others. These are the most critical steps as we move forward, as things evolve and change throughout the province and throughout the area. These steps will remain absolutely critical to really ensuring that we're minimizing the spread of COVID-19, that we are reducing the potential numbers of cases, and that's really reducing the potential tragic outcomes that unfortunately we have seen to date. The COVID-19 assessment centers remain open in all of our communities: Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Casing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. We ask individuals to remember that you still require an appointment, but please, if you have symptoms, again, we would really like testing, even in mild symptoms. There are symptom lists provided online on our website, on our social media channels, as well as the ministry's website and through their assessment tool that's available online. Please call your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit in order to be referred to an assessment center for testing. The Northern Surveillance Initiative is important in allowing us to see where we're at across the Porcupine Health Unit area. The COVID information line at the Porcupine Health Unit is open again on the weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then will again be open 9 to 5 throughout the week. We want to thank everyone for their continued commitment to keeping our community safe, to preventing the spread, and to staying home. Please remain diligent in your commitment to this as we really are making a difference. Please stay home, stay kind, stay positive, stay connected virtually to loved ones, family, and friends, and thank you for your ongoing support of preventing COVID-19 in our communities. Merci, thank you, Miigwech.
Thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll go to the Timmins and District Hospital. I believe Blaise McNeil is on the line.
Hi, it's Kaylee Russell. I'll be doing the update for the hospital today. So the safety and well-being of staff and patients remains our top priority as we continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit. We continue to ensure that all evidence-based precautionary measures are and continue to be implemented at the hospital. We are seeing the proof of the progress that we are making through the announcement of the reopening of certain businesses in the province. This is the first of many measured steps forward as we continue to see the spread of COVID-19 slow. While announcements like this are long awaited, we must stay the course and continue to adhere to the public health measures that are in place. Relaxing these measures or bending the rules in place could lead to the undoing of all the progress that we've achieved so far. The hospital remains committed to being there for you when you need us most, and in turn, we're asking you to stay the course, stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Kaylee. We'll go quickly to the media for any questions for the health system panelists.
Dave, it's Bob at Moose FM. Quick question for Dr. Catton. Doctor, math isn't my strong point, but you're saying that out of 60 confirmed cases, 10 are still active, yet 46 are resolved. Should that not be 50 resolved?
Hi, Bob. Sorry for the delay. I had to unmute my phone. Unfortunately, the 60 cases includes also our four deceased community members. And so that's where the leftover four in the total of 60.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions for the media? Hearing none, we'll go next to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAB.
Thanks, Dave. Good afternoon. Emergency medical services, we had 24 calls yesterday with 12 in Timmins and 5 failed the screening. Just a reminder that the PPE drive started today at the DSAT building at 500 Algonquin Boulevard East. That's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And that is taking place rain or shine. People will be able to drive through either outside if it's not raining or inside if it's raining to drop off any PPE that they may have. For food security, at the First Baptist Church last night, 54 meals were served, and there were 6 home deliveries. Please see the Cochrane DSAB website if you require a home delivery, and the contact information is on the website. At the MAC yesterday, there were 27 meals delivered as well. For the homeless population, the numbers remain relatively the same, down slightly to 48, with 16 at the MAC, 25 at Northern College, and 7 at Living Space. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. We'll go back to the media for any further questions before turning it over to Mayor Peary. Okay, so Mayor Peary will close up today.
Thank you very much, everybody. And as always, a shout out to those who are dealing with this on the front lines every single day. And once again, I want to underscore, are the professionalism of our people at the Golden Manor. They've done a phenomenal job in staying on top of this, and it's just great when you've got professional management like that in place to help you through this crisis. Once again, another very quiet night with the in my conversations with the chief this morning. No incidents, so once again, the citizens are responding to this, exactly as you'd expect the citizens of Timmins to respond. So our gratitude is very, very, very full and honest and appreciative of what's going on out there. We saw yesterday there was a couple of Mibob you were there at the Timmins Police Service where a friendly competition and raised over $13,000 in cash for the food bank. And 3 3-quarter-ton pickup trucks. Again, just another example of how this community is responding to this crisis. We've heard, you would have heard what the Premier said about gradually opening the business, and Kylie Russell has mentioned gradually opening the economy. So we have to think about what this looks like on the other side. There's a health unit is doing a massive number of tests, they're ramping up the tests, as you can see by the daily numbers. That will mean results will come out throughout the week. And it's to be expected as the economy, as parts of the economy are opened up, that in fact there will still be positive cases announced. There's a lot of results outstanding. So let's circle back to the very beginning of this, and the message is in fact the same, that you as an individual have the highest vested interest in ensuring that you're safe, and you have the highest vested interest in ensuring your family is safe. So as we go through this next stage, remember the lessons that we've learned as we see more people on the streets and more businesses are open. These lessons obviously have been learned at a cost. We can't forget them, and we must practice them, continue to practice them. So with that, thank you very much, everybody on the line, for being here on May 2nd. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Perry. And once again, thanks to our members of the media for helping us get the news out.